请我们读马太福音十六章。
And please open to Matthew 16.
27-28节。
Verse 27 and 28.
我们一同来读。
Together.
我实在告诉你们，他要照着个人的行为，报应个人。我实在告诉你们，站在这里的，有人在不长死位以前，必看见人子降临在他国里。17:1-8。过了六天，耶稣带着彼得、雅各和雅各的兄弟约翰，暗暗地上了高山，就在他们面前变了形象，脸面明亮如日头，衣裳洁白如光。忽然有摩西、伊利亚向他们显现，和耶稣说话。耶稣说：“主啊，我们在这里真好，在这里打一座棚。”一座为摩西，一座为伊利亚。说话之间，忽然有一朵光明的云彩遮盖他们，却有声音从云彩里出来说：“这是我的爱子，我所喜悦的，你们要听他。”门徒听见就伏伏在地，极其害怕。耶稣近前来摸他们说：“才不要害怕。”他们举目不见一人，只见耶稣在那里。我们读旧约但以理第二章。
Book of Daniel chapter 2.
但以理书第二章21-35节。
Chapter 2 verse 21-35.
31-35节。
31-35.
王啊，你梦见一个大象，这象甚高，极其光耀，站在你面前。形状甚是可怕，这象的头是金金的，胸膛和膀臂是明的，肚腹和腰是铜的，腿是铁的，是半铁半泥的。你观看，见有一块非人手凿出来的石头，花脚砸碎，与金银铜皮泥都一同砸得粉碎，如同无处可寻。打碎这石像的第43节到44节，你既见替与你掺杂那国的民，也必与各种人掺杂，却不能彼此相合，正如替与你不能相合一样。当那列邦在位的时候，天上的神必另立一国，永不败坏，也不归别国的人，却要打碎一绝那一切的国，这国必存到永远。你既看啊，下面读，你既看见人手凿出来的一块石头从山而出，打碎金银铜器泥，那就是至大的神把后来的事，这梦准是这样，这解释也是确实的。第七章
，Chapter Seven，
9-14节
9-14。
我观看，见有宝座设立，上头坐着亘古常在者，他的衣服洁白如雪，头与发如纯净的羊毛。宝座乃火焰，其轮乃烈火，从他其面前有火向河发出，侍奉他的有千千，在他面前势力的有万万。他坐着要行审判，案卷都展开了。那时我观看，身体损坏，人在火中焚烧，其余的兽权柄都被夺去，生命确认存留，直到所定的时候和日期。我在夜界中意象中观看，见有一位像人子的驾着天云而来，被临到亘古常在者面前，得了权柄、荣耀、国度，使各方各国各民各族的人都侍奉他。他的权柄是永远的，不能废去，他的国也必不败坏。好，我们读 路加福音十七章。
Luke chapter 17.
Luke 加福音十七章三十二节。
Verse 32.
十二章
Luke chapter 12
我们一起读
Together,
你们这小群不要惧怕因为你们的父乐意把国赐给你们这是耶稣基督家的国度有最大的勉励
And this is the greatest encouragement from Jesus' lips about the kingdom
约翰福音十八章三十六节
1836
三十六节耶稣回答说我的国不属这世界我的国若属这世界我的臣仆必要征战是我不至于被交给犹太人只是我的国不属这世界使徒行传一章第三节
Acts chapter 1 verse 3
他受害之后使徒行传
Acts 1:3
受害之后有许多的凭据将自己活活的显给使徒们看向他们显现讲说神国的事二十八章
28,
二十八章三十一节
verse 31
三十节到三十一节
30 and 31
保罗在自己所租的房子里住了足足两年把来借他的人他全度接待放胆传讲神国的道讲述耶稣基督的事教导人并没有禁止并没有禁止应该翻译说没有止境
And here with all openness unhindered
启示录十一章十五节
Revelation 11Verse
15第七位天使吹号天上就有声音说世上的国成了我主和主基督的国他要做王直到永永远远二十章启示录二十章
Revelation 20
第六节
Verse 6
在头一次复活的有福了圣洁了第二次的死在他们身上没有权柄他们必作神和基督的祭司他们要与基督一同作王一千年我们最后读提摩太后书第四章
And lastly, 2 Timothy chapter
4提摩太后书第四章
2 Timothy
4第十八节
Verse 18
对不起从十七节来读我们从十七节来从七节来读
Excuse me Verse 17 and 18
从十七节读到十八节我们再读一遍加给我力量是福音被我进入传名叫外邦人都听见我也从狮子口里被救出来主必救我脱离诸般的凶恶也必救我进他的天国给荣耀归给他直到永永远远阿们这个我在年纪大了常常把圣经读错
Perhaps I'm getting older and I often quote the wrong scriptures.
我六年之前还不会。
And it wouldn't happen to me like this 6 years ago.
所以啊，好追求主啊。
And therefore we must take the time to pursue the Lord carefully.
我们的年日真不在我们手中啊。
And because we have no control over our own years.
我们都要走我们今生的路程。
And soon we will all finish our journey on earth.
要去见主。
And we must see the Lord one day.
保罗说我们都在赛跑。
And Paul says we are all joining a race.
我们都跑。
And we are racing.
他这里用了很好的字，叫做 race， 就是跑道。
And we are racing today.
我们跑一百米，跑一五百米，跑一千米啊。
And then we join in all kinds of race: 100 meter, 500, and 1000.
都是步枪。
And it's a long distance.
我们一冲就过去了。
It's not a long distance because after one dash we will be there.
主耶稣是第一个跑完的人。
And the Lord Jesus was the first one who finished the race.
他已经在荣耀的里面。
And he entered into the glory.
呼召所有圣徒跑。
And he's now calling all the saints to join him in this race.
我们看见历代的圣徒多少人跑完了路程了。
And we see many saints in all generations have finished the race.
今天我们读的圣经。
And today we wrap the scriptures.
这些伟大的使徒。
And then the apostle.The great apostles,
保罗、彼得、约翰都已经跑完了。
And Paul, Peter, John, they all finished the race.
他们守住了正道。
And they have kept the truth.
打获了那个美好的仗。
And fought the good fight.
都已经在荣耀的里面。
And they all entered into the glory.
你们喜不喜欢读教会历史？你们很多人不懂得教会历史。
And do you like to read the church history?
我自己读教会历史。
And when I read church history,
花很大的功夫研究教会历史。
I often spend a lot of time going deep.
教会历史正在吸引我们了。
And because it is so attractive to all of us.
哦，这么多的人都在赛跑。
And we see so many people racing.
多少人跑完他们路程了。
And many finished.
我的年轻人带领我的年长弟兄。
And when I was young, an elderly brother who led me,
现在都不在世界上了。
They no longer remain on earth.
我是很年长的了。
And now I become one of the
elderly. 他们都在荣耀里面。
And the elderly brothers have entered into the glory.
今天我们在跑。
And today we are still running forward.
我的路比你们跑得短了呀。
And I know that my distance ahead of me is shorter than yours.
大部分的路程跑过来了。
And I finished majority of my race.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，
Dear brothers,
这是一个跑道。
And this is a course.
我们都在这里跑。
And we are all running upon this race.
我们就一冲一声就过去了。
And after one more dash, then we shall be finishing.
今生失败太不值得了。
And if we fail in this life, then it's worthwhile.
要跑到路中。去见的荣耀的主。
And it counts when it comes to finish at the end.
我们回到我们的题目里面。
And let us come back to our topic.
马太福音十六章的里面。
In Matthew chapter
16. 十三节到二十八节。
Verse 13 to 28.
十七章一到八节。
And then 17, 1 to 8.
我们知道圣经的原文没有章节的。
And we know that originally there are not separations of chapter and verses in the Bible.
都连在一起的。
And they are just one continuous
letter. 16章这段话和17章这段话是一次讲完的。
16, 17 is one continuous message.
主耶稣说了四个大的启示。
And the Lord has spoken about these four great revelations.
他说人子是谁。
And he asked, who do you think the Son of Man is?
提出了宇宙中间最大的问题。
And that is the greatest question in the whole universe.
也最大的挑战。
And it is the greatest challenge of us all.
全人类都要受这个挑战。
And even the whole human race must accept this challenge.
是不信的人的挑战。
And it is a challenge to the unbelievers.
也对我们信的人的挑战。
And also to all believers.
从初信的到灵命最成熟的。
And from the young believers to the mature believers.
都是一个挑战。
It is all the same challenge.
你们说我人子是谁。
And who do you say the Son of Man is?
我们一生都在追求认识基督。
And all the days of our life we are to pursue of this knowledge of Christ.
更多的认识基督。
More should I know about Jesus.
更多认识基督。
And more we will know about Jesus.
而我人子是谁。
Who do you say the Son of Man is.
接着就是基督的启示。
And then is the revelation of the Christ.
释放了基督的启示。
And after that,
就是教会的启示。
The revelation of the church.
释放教会启示。
And after that,
就是十架的启示。
Is the revelation of the cross.
释放十架的启示。
And after that,
就是国度的启示。
Is the revelation of the kingdom.
这就是我们这四个信息都要讲的信息。
And this is the message that we are giving.
新约中你的最大启示。
Because it is the greatest revelation in the whole New Testament.
基督、教会、十架、国度。
The Christ, the Church, the Cross, the Kingdom.
这四样话一样的紧紧相扣的。
And they are closely linked to each other.
基督产生教会。
And from Christ, the Church.
教会产生十架。
And from the Church, the Cross.
教十架产生国度。
And from the Cross, the Kingdom.
基督是源头。
And Christ is the origin.
教会是神工作的对象。
And the church is the object of the Lord's working.
十架唯一道路。
And the cross is the only way.
是基督的道路。
It's the way of the Christ.
也是教会的道路。
It's also the way of his church.
十架领我们到国度。
And we are led into the kingdom by the cross.
十架是唯一的路进国度的。
And the cross, therefore, is the only way to enter into the kingdom.
最后说到国度的启示。
Therefore, when we talk about this king, revelation of the kingdom,
我们说到国度的启示。
Then we speak of it.
需要明白国度有两个大的不同的表现。
And before we speak of it, we have to know the greatest two manifestations of the kingdom.
第一，我们称为奥秘的国度。
And first of all, we have to know what is the mysterious kingdom.
第二，说到为公开的国度。
And secondly, we talk about the public kingdom.
什么叫做奥秘的国度？
And what is this mysterious kingdom?
那就复活基督。
And that is the resurrected Christ.
在我们里面掌权。
And he reigns in each of us inside.
在我们里面做主。
And he reigns and becomes the Lord in us.
这个国度何等的时代。
And this is a very real kingdom.
我们信的人都知道。
And all the believers shall know.
但是不信的人不知道。
But then we know that unbelievers will never know.
他们也不承认。
And they will not admit to it.
这个国度在全地球之广。
And this kingdom covers the whole earth.
这个国度把所有的人种都包括在里面了。
And this kingdom encompasses all mankind.
我自己到了中国各地去。
And as I visited many parts of China.
中国人太麻烦了。
And you know, Chinese people are quite problematic.
而且国度的国这个中国里面各种各样不同的话。
And even in one kingdom of China, there are many dialects.
各种各样不同的风俗。
And there are many different cultures.
好像是个小的国度在一起一样的。
And as if they are joined up by little kingdoms.
好处是说都是黄皮肤的。
And the one thing good about it is we all have a yellow color skin.
好处都是一个文字。
And then we have one language.
所以有的时候讲不通的我就写。
And so sometimes I cannot express myself and I will write them the words.
我到几个地方去我那个中国话我绝对听不懂。
And a few places that I went, I have no idea what they're talking about.
去年我到温州。
Last year I went to 温州。
一个字也听不懂。
I cannot even guess a word.
我到福州。
I went to 福州。
一句话也听不懂。
I couldn't understand anything.
到了广州。
I went to Canton.
一句话也听不懂。
And I could not believe, listen to anything.
我到了四十次到香港。
And then I went to Hong Kong.
40 times.
40 times I went to Hong Kong.
啊，所以广东话听懂一点点。
And so therefore I begin to know a little bit of Cantonese.
听他们懂一点点话，看他们表情，我都懂一点点。
And so I kind of guessing and remember some, so I know a little.
广东话太麻烦了。
But Cantonese is a very difficult language.
但是当神的儿女在一起的时候。
But as the children of the Lord gather.
这个温州人、福州人、广东人都忘记了。
And then I don't care what they are from, where they are from.
我在温州聚会的时候。
And as I met the in the 温州。
感谢主和我在一起的几个同工都讲国语。
And I thank the Lord that all the co-workers can speak Mandarin.
我们你们温州话不好听。
And I said 温州。Language is very difficult.
但是我们的话，我们靠近一点就是福州，完全不一样的。
And then they explain that they are actually kind of close to 福州 language, but it's actually different.
啊，但是我们在主里面。
But then when we come
to the Lord, 在一个国度的里面。
We recognize this one kingdom.
我一直到欧洲。
One time I went visit Europe.
到德国、到英国，都在这个当地人里面弟兄弟兄姊妹当中。
And I went to Germany, and then I went among the UK people.
整个欧洲的话也是各种不一样的。
And then I found out that they speak also different languages.
英文讲的不好的人到欧洲很舒服。
And people who are not very fluent in English actually find it comfortable in Europe.
到德国大家都听不懂。
Since nobody can speak good English anyway.
到法国他们也不讲英文。
Neither in Germany or among the French people.
那他们在意大利也不讲英文。
And not in Italy either.
我们都一样。
But then, you know, we all speak.Broken English.
反而我到了英国就一个英文都不敢讲了。
So when I went to the UK, then I wouldn't dare to speak my English.
因为他们真正讲英文的民族了。
And because they speak English.
但是主的里面。
But then when we are in the Lord.
完全一样。
And we are all the same.
我们讲神的话。
And we speak the words of God.
为病人祷告。
And we pray for the sick.
看主做事。
And to behold the Lord's doing.
完全一样。
And it is the same anyway.
这是何等实在的一个国度啊。
And it is a real kingdom.
没有国家的分别。
And there is no boundaries of nation.
没有民族的分别。
And there is no boundaries of ethnicity.
没有言语的分别。
And there is no boundaries of language.
我们只有一个君王。
And we only have one king.
耶稣基督。
Jesus Christ.
Ernie Warrego said Amen.
Our brother Ernie said Amen.
我们在一个民族，我们是一个民族。
And we are one race in Christ.
不要忘记你是白颜色的。
And forget about your color of skin.
不要忘记我是黄颜色的。
Don't forget your color of skin.
我曾经到过他们的教会耶。
And one time I visited their church.
这是我一个中国人。
And I was the only Chinese there.
所以我觉得很骄傲了。
I stood out nicely.
每一个人都对我那么好。
Everyone treated me very nice.
每一个人都那么小心，大呼小心我。
And they took care, good care of me.
就怕他们的话我听不懂。
And they are afraid that I couldn't understand what they were saying.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
，Dear brothers,
我们一个民族。
And we are one race.
我们是一个国家。
One nation.
我们是一个君王。
One king.
耶稣基督是我们的大君王。
And Jesus Christ is our great king.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
Dear brothers and sisters.
这个国度何等实在。
And this is a very
但是个奥秘的国度。
Yet it is still mysterious.
也肉眼看不见。
Because the naked eyes cannot see.
你外面看不见。
You cannot find it outside.
耶稣在我们里面掌权。
But then Jesus Christ truly reigned within us.
今天这个国度就扩到全世界了。
Now this kingdom is secretly expanding to cover the whole earth.
主来快了。
And we know that the Lord is coming near.
不久我们要见到君王了。
Very soon we will see our king.
就说第国度第二个大的表现了。
And that leads us into talking about the public kingdom.
叫公开的国度。
And the kingdom that will be revealed.
所有肉眼都看见了。
All the naked eyes shall see.
我们主耶稣回来了。
And when Jesus Christ come back.
你信不信主耶稣回来？
Do you believe that he will come back?
信好。
Yes,
我信神的话
yes, we believe in the word
我知道主耶稣快回来了
yes, Jesus Christ will come back soon.
这是我们活在地上的勇气
And this is the courage that, by which we live on earth
都要见主了
And we know we are to see the Lord
当主来的时候
And when our king comes
这个国度公开了
The kingdom shall be opened up
地上的国度都被摔碎了
And all the kingdoms on earth will be shattered
我说错话了地上的政权都摔碎了
And actually thatThe more accurately speaking is the government of the earth will be broken up.
地上的国家民族人又存在的。
And the kingdom's ethnicity is still there.
神的百姓不在一国当中了。
But then the people of God will no longer count it among nations.
我们都要被提到空中与主相遇。
And we shall be taken up into the clouds to meet the Lord.
已经死了的。
And those who are
睡了的。
Those who are dead.
都复活了
they will be resurrected.
这点是大欢喜的日子啊
And that will be a joyful day.
大家都提到空中被主相遇主相遇了
Everyone will be raptured up in the heavens to meet the Lord.
还要从天来到地上
And then we shall return with the Lord onto the earth.
新耶路撒冷出现
And new Jerusalem
shall appear. 但是先有千年国度
And then, but before that shall be the millennium kingdom.
我们称它为公开的国度
And then we call that as the open kingdom.
地上所有有气息的人都承认耶稣是君王。
And everyone who has breath in the nostril will recognize that Jesus Christ is the king.
都尊敬耶稣。
And they will respect and honor our king.
耶稣的王权。
And the kingdom, the kingship of Jesus Christ will be confessed by all nations.
那叫做公开的国度。
And that is the public kingdom.
那是我们享受大喜乐的日子。
And it is the day of days of joy for all of us.
甚至一同作王一千年。
And even the Lord promised that we shall reign with him
for
1,000 years.
所以国度有奥秘的国度。
So therefore we now know there's the mysterious kingdom.
有公开的国度。
And there's this public kingdom.
今天我们活在奥秘的国度里面。
And today we are still living in the mysterious kingdom.
我们追求。
We pursue the Lord.
我们侍奉。
And we serve him.
我们为主受苦。
And we even suffered for Christ.
我们都有一个大的目标。
And we all have this common goal.
要追求到国度的里面。
And that is to enter into his kingdom.
与主一同作王一千年的这个奖赏。
And to reign with him and receive his reward to be his king.
在马太福音第十六章末了的时候。
And in Matthew 16, the end of it.
主耶稣说当人子降临的时候。
And the Lord Jesus said that the Son of Man descends upon the earth.
要照着个人所行的报应个人。
And he shall reward and recompense to everyone according to his deeds.
昨天晚上我就说过个人所行的大事就是舍己。
And last night I talked about that what the every deeds of man is about the measure of self-denial.
舍己背起你自己的十字架来跟从我。
And deny self and to pick up your own cross to follow him.
然后主说了句最伟大的话。
And then the Lord Jesus makes that greatest proclamation.
我实在告诉你们。
Truly, truly, I say to you.
站在这里的人。
And those who are standing here.
有人在牧场死为一线。
And who shall not taste death.
并看见人子降临在他的国中。
Until they see the Son of Man coming in his kingdom.
主说国度要来了。
And yes, the kingdom will come.
什么时候来？
When?
就在他面前的120位弟兄姊妹。
And that is to come right before this 120 brothers.
多半的人还没有尝到死为一线。
And before people see death.
一定要看见神的国降临在他的国中。
And they shall truly see the Son of Man comes in his kingdom.
国度要降临了。
And the kingdom will descend.
所以120位弟兄姊妹都要亲眼看见。
And this 120 brothers and sisters will see with their own eyes.
前面年轻弟兄姊妹，年轻弟兄们，请你们不要讲话，好不好？你们不要讲话，你们不要嚼着讲台啊！
Pay attention.
你们昨天讲话，今天讲话。
Pay attention.
要看见人子降临在他的国里。
And we'll see the Son of Man come down in His kingdom.
但是我们没有看见这个国度降临。
But then, as if outwardly we don't see that happen.
我们看见十七章耶稣登山了。
And then we see chapter 17, Jesus went onto the mount.
在圣经里面，山是国度的表号。
And in the Bible, the mountain is often referred to as the kingdom.
彼得、雅各、约翰。
And Peter, James, and John.
跟随主到了山上。
And they follow the Lord onto the mountain.
圣经里面最荣耀的一段。
And that is the glorious passage for
all of us. 当耶稣正祷告的时候。
And as Jesus is praying.
忽然变了形象。
And suddenly the Lord transfigured.
脸面如同日头放光。
And his countenance shone forth like the sun.
衣服都放洁白如放光。
And even the garment bright and shiny.
那是当时的人没法形容耶稣基督啊。
And nobody could describe this glory.
这个荣耀。
Oh, such glory.
有多荣耀。
How glorious it is.
那个时代说的最荣耀嘛都像至于日头了。
And the limited words that we can use is about the glory of the sun.
日头怎么能和主的荣耀比？
But how can the brilliance of the sun compare with the Lord's glory?
到了今天我们要拿个第二比方我们还只有像日头。
And if you are asked to describe the glory of the Lord, you can only refer to the sun's brilliance as well.
没有人能够看正午的日光。
And nobody can gaze their eyes upon the shining sun.
我再说日头怎么能和主比。
And I repeatedly say, how can the brilliance of the sun compare
with the glory of the
sun? 主耶稣
的荣耀充满整个的国度。
And his glory will fill the whole entire kingdom.
充满天下。
And it will fill all the earth.
耶稣的荣耀。
Jesus Christ's glory.
那天主耶稣变相了。
And on that day he transfigured.
弟兄姊妹，他叫做国度要降临了。
And he called it as the descending of the kingdom.
120位弟兄姊妹现在看见，三个人看见了。
And these three people behold with their own eyes.
看见耶稣放光了。
And they saw how Jesus shined.
什么叫做国度？
And what is this kingdom?
耶稣自己就是国度。
Jesus Christ himself is the kingdom.
国度在他的里面。
Kingdom is found in him.
基督在他的身上。
And the kingdom was on him.
耶稣的荣耀。
And when Jesus is glorified,
基督出现了。
Then the kingdom appeared.
基督降临了。
The kingdom descends.
今天这个地球上耶稣基督基督那么的实在。
And then we know that the kingdom of Jesus Christ is so real on this earth.
谁像神的国的人这么勇敢呢、啊、
？And who can be so brave towards this kingdom of God?
多少人为主殉道
？And so many people.Martyred for the Lord.
用他们的血来见证耶稣是活的。
And they testify that Jesus and His kingdom is true by their blood.
用他们的血来见证耶稣是不爱我们。
They testified how Jesus loved them by their own blood.
用他们的血来见证他们是不爱耶稣。
And by their own blood, they testified they do love the Lord.
殉道者太多了。
And this martyrdom is.
今天殉道的事情在我们中教会里面还是不是少数的
and even in today's church, martyrdom is still common.
我们做圣灵的殉道者
and we call those as the martyrdoms in the Holy Spirit.
活在地上
and even though we live on earth,
活在耶稣的里面
and to live in Jesus Christ,
想自己死
and we die to self,
想世界死
and to die to the world,
想万有死
and we also die to all things.
我们是最活的人
But we still remain as the most living people.
耶稣的复活在我们身上。
And because that is the resurrection of Jesus Christ.
耶稣要在我们身上彰显出来。
And Jesus Christ shall manifest himself.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，这是奥秘的国度开始了。
And that is the beginning of the mysterious kingdom.
现在全心追求的时代了。
And it begins the generations of pursuing the Lord wholeheartedly.
现在全心侍奉的时代了。
And now we wholeheartedly serve the Lord.
全心为着主的时代了。
And we will make ourselves useful for the Lord.
这有国度何能实在啊
？And this is a very real kingdom.
一个奥秘的国度。
A mysterious kingdom, nevertheless.
但以理书二章七章，特别说那国度最重要的经文。
And Daniel chapter 2 and chapter 7 speaks of the kingdom in a very clearly.
但以理书说的大预言
，And Daniel 2 speaks of the great prophecy.
那个君王做了一个梦
，And for the king had a dream.
梦到一个大象
，And he saw a great statue.
他不能懂
，He could not understand what
that was. 心里慌乱
，And then he became perplexed.
请大预言来解释
，And he asked Daniel to come to explain the dream.
天下最没有道理的人就是皇帝
，And the most unreasonable people are the kings.
他说大预言来
，On earth.
君王说：“我的梦忘记了，你要讲给我听。”
So Daniel came and he said, and the king said, I forgot my dream. You must tell me what I dreamt about.
我们中国人太懂得皇帝的没有道理了。
And Chinese people particularly know how unreasonable the emperors.
感谢主，现在没有皇帝了。
We thank the Lord that there's no longer such emperor.
但我这些日子正是为台湾祷告呢。
And so these days I pray for Taiwan often.
我台湾每个人都要做皇帝。
And as if Taiwan people want to be king, each one of themselves.
有皇帝不好。
It is not good to have kings.
太自由更不好。
But then it is actually worse if people are so free.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
And,
大以利告诉那个君王。
And Daniel told that king.
你看见一个大象。
Oh, you dreamt about this great
statue. 头是金金的。
And the head is made of gold.
胸是银的。
And the breast is made of silver.
腹是肚腹是铜的。
And the belly is made of bronze.
两个腿是铁的。
And the thighs and the legs is made of, the thighs is made of
iron. 两个脚半铁半银。
And the feet.The two feet are made of iron, a mixture of iron and clay.
这个预言很好记啊。
And it is very easy to remember.
金头
Gold head.
银胸
Silver breast.
铜腹
And bronze belly.
铁腿
And iron feet.
半铁半泥的两只脚
And half iron and half clay.
这是世上的立强立国
And then that is the description of the kingdoms of earth.
头指着巴比伦
And the head speaks of Babylon.
胸应该指着希腊的亚历山大。
And the chest speaks of the Alexander.
很多许多解经的这看法差不多的。
And many people explain it differently but similar.
而铜斧指着波斯帝国。
And the belly speaks of the Persian Empire.
铁腿是罗马帝国。
And the thigh speaks of the Roman
Empire. 最后的两只脚。
And then lastly, the two feet.
半铁半泥。
And the mixture of iron and clay.
大以利解释了。
And then Daniel explained.
最后出来的最强大的政权。
And these are the two the governments at the end day.
他们是多民族混合的。
And they are the kingdoms made up of many people.
多民掺杂的各种民族掺合的。
And it's mixed up of different ethnicities.
啊 ，race， 各种的不同的民族掺杂。
Yeah, from different races.
啊，好。所以他们半强半弱。
And so that they, therefore they are also strong and they are also weak.
有气的强。
And they have the strength of the iron.
有泥的弱。
And they have as, they are as weak as the clay.
这是幕后时代出来的两个强国。
And this is the two kingdoms appearing at the end.
我相信我的旧地州到现在已经是幕后时代了。
And I believe that from the days I was saved to now, we're still in the end days.
多少弟兄们在解释那个但以理二章的意象啊。
So many brothers have explained that Daniel chapter 2.
有那个时候他们很多说哦两个强国一个是美国一个是苏联。
And at one time people explained that one feet it represented the United States, the other the Soviet Empire.
有一天忽然是一切就倒下来了。
But then one day they will all collapse.
我正在理发店的理发。
And one day I was having my haircut.
一个弟兄拿了个号外来说，这就大事情啊。
And a brother showed me a newsletter and said it's a great something happened.
苏联崩溃了。
And the Soviet Union is collapsed.
我苏联一定要崩溃的。
And I said yes, it will collapse.
圣经到了最后提到的强国是俄罗斯，没有苏联。
And because the Bible speaks of the strong kingdom on earth at the end is Russia, but not
Soviet. 人太微小了。
And a human being is but a small thing.
真是算不了什么呀。
And then what is how small is man?
这么强大的帝国。
And such a strong empire.
就一切崩溃了。
And suddenly collapsed.
那现在俄罗斯很可怕。
And now Russia is very fearsome country.
他们贫穷。
And they are still poor.
中国现在比较富有。
And even some say China is maybe richer.
但他们的武器是第一等的。
But then the Russia has the best weapon still.
中国买最好的武器还是苏联俄国买的。
If China wants the best weapon, they still have to shop at Russia.
又起来一个地方。
And so there's another country.
叫做欧盟。
And that's called European Union.
我收集欧盟的资料。
And I collect many information about European
Union. 他们有照片怎么选择欧洲的议会来。
And then they have this great committee in Europe.
有一件事情他们想做，现在还没做。
And they decided to do one thing, but not yet.
他们选出个欧洲总统来。
And they want to elect the president from Europe.
那个时候军事也统一了。
And because they want to consolidate military power.
这是很强的一个力量。
And that will be a strong force.
他们军事统一的时候。
And as they consolidate the military power.
这些年来已经和美国对抗了。
And even before they consolidate, they are already standing opposed to the United States.
最后起来，我们还中国也起来了。
And perhaps when they rise up, China will rise up.
我看见报上一说中国崛起
and,
中国起来了
and I see in the newspaper some said that China will stand up.
真是一个可怕的力量
And we know it will be another dreadful force.
神的儿女在这个政权底下受苦
And many children of the Lord suffered under those governments.
我最喜欢去中国了
Well, I love to visit China.
我记得 Watchman Nee 那句话，里头是那句话。
And I remember Watchman Nee has this saying.
我的执事为着中国。
And my ministry is for China.
所以我的执事是为着中国人。
And so therefore my ministry is for Chinese people.
他出来过两三次。
And he went out of the country two, three times.
每一次都回到中国。
But each time he always found himself returning.
最后在中国殉道。
And at the end he died in China.
成了一代的见证人。
And to become the martyr of the generation.
我认识几个年长的同工弟兄姊妹。
And I knew many elderly brothers and sisters.
都是在监狱殉道了。
And they all died for the Lord in their prison.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
Dear brothers and sisters,
他们跑完了路程了
and they have finished the race,
他们到荣耀里面去了
and they enter into the glory,
他们要得到他们的奖赏了
and they shall receive their reward,
我们现在把火把接过来了
and in our generation, we're just receiving the torch,
我们要跑
and then now it's our turn
跑完我们的路程
and to finish our course,
我们去见主了
and then we will see the Lord
但是我们最盼望的
But what we hope not,
在我活着的时候，主回来了。
Is that while we are still living, the Lord shall return?
我是个读圣经的人。
And I read the scriptures.
也是研究预言的人。
And I also study prophecy.
预言都应验了。
And I know that all the prophecies are fulfilled.
只剩下最后那么一点点。
Except a very small little part.
这一点点一出来，就主耶稣回来了。
And as that will fulfill itself soon, then the Lord comes.
美国现在这么平安、这么兴旺的时候
，and America is enjoying prosperity and peace.
主耶稣说，正人要说平安稳妥的时候
，and the Lord Jesus says, when people are saying peace, peace,
人子回来了
，the Son of Man will come.
主耶稣回来了。
Oh, Jesus Christ comes.
公开国度开始了。
Then the public kingdom shall appear.
那个大金像。
And that gold statue.
在最后做了一个非人烧手凿出来的石头。
And at the end, only a little rock that is not carved out by a hand, man's hand.
石头代表复活的人子。
And that rock represents the living Son of Man.
打在那两个脚上。
And it crushed into the feet of
the statue. 整个的金像都倒下来。
And the entire statue.
打得粉碎
and it was shattered into pieces.
鹤场上的有鹤街，然后被风吹散，无处可去
and then the wind blows, and then they just disperse like the shaft.
这块石头
and this rock
要变成大山，充满天下
and will turn into a great mountain, then fills the whole earth.
这个寓意何等奇妙！
And this is a wonderful
thing. 当耶稣基督出现的时候
，and when Jesus Christ appears,
地上所有的政权都倒下来了
，and all the governments on earth collapse.
而主耶稣要变成个大的国度啊
，and Jesus Christ will then turn into the great kingdom,
充满天下
，and then will cover the whole earth.
公开国度现在还没出来
，and the public kingdom has not yet.
阿弥的国度我们觉得那么的实在了
，and then but we feel it is so real for this mysterious kingdom in us.
借着他的圣徒
and through his saints,
充满天下
and the Lord will fill the whole earth.
到了哪里都能找到教会
Wherever you go, you shall be able to find a church.
到了哪里都能找到爱主的人
Wherever you go, you shall find people who love the Lord.
到了哪里都能找到为主活着的人
And there are many people many where to live for Jesus.
到了哪里都能找到追求国度的人
And wherever you go, you find people who pursue the Lord.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，这是奥秘的国度。
And that is the mysterious kingdom.
今天我们都活在这国度的里面。
And today we are living in this kingdom.
到了马的但以理第七章。
Until Daniel chapter 7.
他看见一个坐宝座的。
And he saw a person sitting on the throne.
他们坐的亘古常在者。
And he is the ancient of days.
我们荣耀的父神。
And our heavenly father.
他有见面就有火发出像火一样。
And there is the burning of fires.
到这个时候，神是审判的神。
And that, at that time, the Lord is a God who judges all.
耶稣基督要审判全地。
Jesus Christ shall judge the whole earth.
我们每一个人都站在基督台前。
And everyone shall be brought before his throne.
审判从神的家开始。
And we know today that judgment begins in his own house.
先审判神的家。
First, people to be judged
in the house of God. 不然耶稣基督的审判地上的人不服啊。
And otherwise, the people of the world would say it's not fair to judge them.
审判神的家开始。
And judgment begins in his own house.
我们都要敬畏主啊。
And we must fear the Lord.
我们在神面前都要受审判了。
And because everyone shall be judged before the Lord.
看这个兽就被擒拿了。
And we know that the beast is being conquered.
他受了重伤。
And he is now defeated.
生命还没有夺去。
Heavily wounded but still live.
那这是基督。
And that is the Antichrist.
因为一个人子驾着天云而来。
The Son of Man comes in the cloud.
我真是喜欢这出圣经啊。
And I really love that passage.
这个圣经和使徒行传一章情景就连在一起了。
And because that is the connection with the Acts chapter 1.
使徒们那一天。
And on that day, the apostles.
主耶稣给他们讲论神的国。
As Jesus Christ was talking to them about the kingdom.
四十天讲论神的国。
And for 40 days, he was talking about.
然后主升天了。
And then the Lord ascended.
主怎么升天
？How did the Lord ascend?
主在他们共众人面前公开升天。
And the Lord chose to ascend to heaven publicly before them.
约翰福音有一次叫做秘密升天。
And the Gospel of John talks about the mysterious going to heaven.
Secret.
The secret ways of going to heaven.
那个秘密升天。
And then he went up.
所以玛利亚要抱耶稣。
So before Mary wanted to embrace
Jesus. 不要摸我。
And Jesus said, "Do not touch me."
我还没有升上去。
And before I have not yet gone to my Father.
见我的神就是你们的神。
And to see my God, and that's your God.
见我的父就是你们的父。
See my Father, that's your Father.
主耶稣上升了。
And then Jesus Christ went.
他再回到地上。
And then he returned to the earth.
在门徒们四十天在一起。
And he accompanied his disciples for 40 days.
谈论神的国。
He talked about the kingdom of
God. 然后是再升天了。
And then he went up again.
这一次升天在门徒们面前升的。
And that time he ascended publicly.
让门徒们确实做见证人。
So that the disciples can be made as his witnesses.
确实知道耶稣升天了。
And they could truly say that Jesus Christ has ascended.
主耶稣慢慢升上去的。
And Jesus Christ slowly ascending.
一朵天云把他带上升到天上去了。
And we know that he was taken up by a cloud.
这里说天云。
And the heavenly cloud.
啊，这里马但以理书也说天云。
And Daniel also speaks of this heavenly cloud.
不是我们看见的云啊。
It is not a cloud that we see with our naked eyes.
我们看见的是水分做的，不是站人的。
The cloud that we see is mixture of dust and water.
天云什么我们不知道，不去讲它。
We don't know what exactly was this heavenly cloud.
耶稣升天了。
But then Jesus Christ did ascend in the
cloud. 而且当一起上。
And Daniel chapter 7.
看见人质。
And see when he saw the son of God.
驾着天云而来。
And he came.In the cloud.
他说贴的最高处了。
And he came and stood at the highest point.
来到父神的面前。
And he come to the Father.
得了确并国度荣耀。
And he received authority, the kingdom and glory.
弟兄姊妹们，耶稣基督得荣耀了。
And Jesus Christ is glorified.
借着圣灵他回来了。
And then he returned in the Holy Spirit.
这次回来我们人就这也是两次回来，就是秘密回来。
And then when he returned, that is called, he returned in secret.
你知道主回来了没有?
Do you know that the Lord has returned?
主回来没有?
Is the Lord returned yet?
你们这帮省的儿女都不讲话的，不知道的，知道不知道?
Do you know?
知道吧？知道主耶稣没回来?
Do you know that Jesus Christ has returned?
主耶稣回来不讲话的。主耶稣回来了。
Yes, the Lord has returned.
住在我们的心中。
And he is now dwelling in our hearts.
我们昨天看见那么多神的儿女被圣灵充满。
And we saw so many children of the Lord was filled by the Holy Spirit.
圣灵降下来要证明一件事。
And the descending of the Holy Spirit is to prove one thing.
耶稣是复活的主。
That Jesus Christ is the Lord risen.
他永远活着。
And he lives forever.
耶稣是升天的主。
And Jesus Christ is the ascending Lord.
升到天上。
And he has ascended to high heaven.
降下圣灵。
And then he sent down the Holy Spirit.
圣灵要雨一样的浇灌在我们身上。
And the Holy Spirit shall be upon us like the rain.
我们就知道耶稣在天上。
Then we know that Jesus Christ is in heaven.
圣灵降临。
And when the Holy Spirit
这个最大的凭据，耶稣升天了。
And the greatest assurance for us that Jesus Christ is ascended.
他秘密回来了。
But he returned in secret.
在圣灵里回来了。
And he returned in the Holy Spirit.
这个奥秘的国度实现了。
To establish this mysterious kingdom.
今天全世界都看见这个奥秘的国度。
And today all the children of the Lord know what this kingdom is about.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
Dear brothers and sisters.
这国度何等宝贵啊。
Oh, we treasure this kingdom.
我们在这里追求这个公开国度。
And therefore, with this foundation, we pursue to have this open kingdom.
在使徒行传一章
In Acts chapter 1,
耶稣讲论神的国
And as Jesus Christ is talking about the kingdom of God,
到使徒行传二十八章
In chapter 28 of Acts,
保罗讲论神的国
And then Paul talks about the kingdom of God.
使徒行传是什么
And what is this book of Acts?
第一章说耶稣讲论神的国开始了
And it began with Jesus Christ talking about the kingdom of God.
二十八章
In chapter 28,
结束在保罗讲论神的国。
It ends on Paul speaking about the kingdom of God.
神的国永远没有止境。
And because the kingdom of God has no bounds.
所以使徒行传。
And therefore, this book of Acts.
就吹过圣灵的行传。
It also talks about the acts of the Holy Spirit.
使徒行传记了这么多的事。
And there are so many things recorded in the book of Acts.
到底这些什么?
And what are they? What are these
acts? 使徒行传记一件事。
But one thing we pay attention.
人在祷告。
And that is while men pray.
圣灵在做事。
That the Holy Spirit works.
所以使徒行传。
And that is the book of Acts.
叫做圣灵的行传。
It's called the book of the Acts of the Holy Spirit.
那些使徒们没有人懒惰的哈。
And of course we know that the apostles were not lazy.
大家都殷勤工作啊
and they all serve the Lord diligently.
要叫人看见的
and so that other people
看见复活耶稣啊
they could see resurrected
看见圣灵的大权能啊
they could see the great authority and the power of the Holy Spirit
看见圣灵在工作啊
they see the Holy Spirit working through this apostle
今天我们到处跑的人啊
and today we go travel many places
你有没有 带着圣灵一起跑呢？
And have you go with the Holy Spirit?
圣灵带着你在一起跑呢？
And are you going with the Holy Spirit?
这太大件事了。
And that is a great matter.
我们不能让人光看见人呢。
And we could not only just mingle ourselves with people.
我们不能让人光看见人在做工啊。
And to let people see that only people are working.
如果我们看不见圣灵做工了。
And if we do not see that the Holy Spirit is working.
那是工人真正老了，应该退休了。
And then that worker is too old to work and he should retire. 圣
灵不能用他了。
Because the Holy Spirit cannot use.
亲爱弟兄姊妹们，《使徒行传》。
And dear brothers and sisters, this book of Acts.
耶稣复活的大见证
and it is the great testimony that Jesus Christ is risen
这就叫奥秘国度的特点了
and this is the characteristic of the mysterious kingdom
耶稣复活在肉身复活
and Jesus Christ is risen in his bodily flesh
这是一个信仰
and that is our faith
台湾从前有个总统啊
and there was a president in the past in Taiwan
到处他说他是基督徒
And he went many places and always say that he was a Christian.
他也说他是要做传道人的本来。
And he even say that he wanted to be a minister when he was younger.
行为实在不大像基督徒啊。
But then many people question his behaviors. It's not much like.
有人问我他得救了没有啊
？And some people therefore ask me, is this president a faith Christian?
我说我不知道。
That I don't know.
因为得救很简单。
And because to be saved is simple.
好像得救，好像没得救，我不知道。
But then people look at him and say, as if he's saved, but then not really.
一天我读到报。
So one time I read the news.
他发表了一篇信息。
And he had this a message.
谈论复活。
And he even actually talked about resurrection.
这把我吓住了，他会讲复活。
And he actually shocked me quite a bit.
他的话我吓得不大去看了。
And I seldom pay attention to what he was saying.
他这篇话我从第一个字看到末了一个字。
But that message that he gave publicly, I studied every word.
都看完了。
And after I finished,
他没有得救。
And I was sure that he is not the
born again Christian. 他不相信主耶稣肉身复活。
And because he did not believe Jesus Christ was resurrected in the bodily flesh.
他相信主耶稣精神复活。
And he believed the essence of Jesus Christ was risen.
这个大家懂不懂这些分别？
And do we know that
difference? 不懂啊，对的，我们同工都不懂。肉身复活是肉身复活了。
And to be resurrected in the bodily flesh is resurrection.
所以精神复活根本没有复活这件事了。
And then if you're talking about the psyche of the person,
主耶稣的肉身没有复活，根本就没有复活啊。
And if you talk about it is only the essence of the person.
他说耶稣的精神伟大。
So they talk about Jesus Christ was a great
spiritual
leader. And because we want to follow after that spirit.
听懂了没有？懂了。
But that is
没有得救。
From a bodily resurrection.
不相信耶稣肉身复活，没有得救。
Without believing Jesus Christ is risen in the flesh.
耶稣是真正复活了。
Yes, Jesus Christ is risen in the flesh.
不是我们讲那个精神伟大的。
We're not talking about some great hero in the past.
在台湾嘛，尊重孙中山先生是国父。
And Taiwan respected Dr. Sun Yat-sen as the founding father.
他写两个很有名的字，叫做博爱。
And then the founding fathers, Dr. Sun says, love, universal love. Something like that.
对。有点我开始在台湾的时候。
And one time I was in Taiwan.
没有自由可以批评的呀。
And we had no freedom to criticize the government.
不小心讲一句话被抓走了。
And if you carelessly say something, the government may take lock
you up. 台湾开头就是好多省的儿女死不都毒死啊。
And so actually, even in the beginning of Taiwan, many children of God martyred.
现在台湾走另一个极端了。
But then nowadays, Taiwan is on the other extreme.
不骂骂总统，不骂骂政府嘛，叫不时髦。
If you don't criticize the government, the president, you are out of it.
大家都批评总统了。
So everyone feels it's their right to criticize the president.
美国也有这样的情形。
We learned that from America.
当尼克森做总统的时候。
But then when Nixon was the president.
我到一个风景好地方，那个地方就被去啊。
And one time I went to a great city with scenery.
看他们画一画，画的猪。
I saw a picture and there was pig.
这个猪上面写的 Nixon.
It's a comic and they labeled the pig as Nixon.
啊，那台湾嘛，这个还不可以的。
But then in Taiwan, if you do such a thing,
你用画个猪写到总统的名字，那你不要在家里住了。
So Taiwan is not.
那个美国的好处，美国的法律很好啊。
But then, United States, we have a better law protection.
大家可以不喜欢那个总统。
And we don't have to like the president.
大家都遵守美国的法律。
But you have to abide by the American law.
这个国家不乱。
So therefore, we are not
chaotic. 是美国的最强的国家。
And therefore, America can continue to be strong.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
Dear brothers and sisters.
在台湾生的儿女非常的强。
And in Taiwan, the children of God is strong.
我七月就要去台湾了。
And I will go to Taiwan soon.
我在东南亚到处中国人的地方。
And I will visit many Chinese all over South Asia.
看见中国人的爱耶稣啊。
And I see many Chinese love the Lord.
我就说了，马尼拉一个小小的地方，2000以上的聚会。
And I say it's just a small city in Manila. They have more than
2000
people in the meeting.
新加坡更小的地方。两千人聚会。
And the smaller people in the city in Singapore, they also have more.
台湾到处那么多弟兄姊妹那么爱耶稣。
And in Taiwan, we see so many people love the Lord.
真是惭愧啊。
And we truly feel sorry.
我们活在美国的神的儿女啊。
That the people of the Lord living in here.
我到中国一个地方。
And as I went to a place in China.
那个领袖尊重我过分了。
And that leader respected me too much.
我的弟兄啊。
And I said, brother,
你若知道我美国的教会几个人聚会吗？我说你不要我了。
And I said, if you find out how many people in my own church in America, then you don't want to invite me.
啊，那不是这样说的，不是这样说的。
And he said, oh no, it's not.
我们不是比教会人数多少的。
We don't compare numbers of people.
我说不能太少，不能太少，太少了不像话。
And then I said, still we cannot be too few.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
，Dear brothers and sisters,
我们下了山代表努力啊。
And after we leave this camp, we must work hard.
传福音啊！
And to preach the gospel.
带人到教会里面来啊！
And to bring people into church.
自己追求啊！
But ourselves have to pursue.
要激励神的儿女追求啊！
And to constrain one another in the
Lord. 我们在美国的圣徒们都需要悔改。
And the American Christian must repent.
我们的教会都要悔改。
And our churches must repent.
我们真是不像话。
And because we are not quite measured up.
我们真是不荣耀主。
And we do not glorify the Lord in this
way. 我们到中国去看一看。
And if we go visit China,
人家在那样环境里面都拼命啊。
And people in difficult circumstances, but they try their best.
我们怎样？
What are we to do here?
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，
Dear brothers and sisters,
主人就爱我们。
The Lord still loves us.
主真爱我们。
The Lord truly loves us.
每一次我们到了呼召的时候，圣灵还是降在神儿女身上。
Every time when we call the Lord on the Lord's behalf, and then we see the Holy Spirit still come.
那么爱的火焰在眺望啊。
And the kindle of fire is now rekindled in us.
弟兄姊妹是为着别人。
And it's not for someone else.
为着神的国。
It's for the kingdom of God.
我们要看见主耶稣说，使徒行传有主耶稣谈论神的国。
And we see the Lord Jesus speak of this kingdom of God.
讲了句特别的话。
And he had this special saying.
是神的国境的奥秘的国度也最大的特征。
And this is the greatest characteristics of this.
四十天之久。
And the Bible talked about for 40 days.
有许多的凭据。
And there are many proofs.
把自己活活的写给圣徒们看。
And he revealed himself as alive.
这句话特别了。
And that is very special.
主耶稣肉身复活了。
And the Lord is risen in his bodily flesh.
主耶稣实在和他们在一起。
And the Lord was with them.
四十天之久。
For 40 days.
何必用凭据呢？
Then why must you say proofs?
今天我始终站在这里。
And today, Brother Z is standing here.
我要不要有凭据了？有证明我站着？
And do I need to give you proof that I'm standing here?
要不要？
Do I need to say it like that? No.
你们都看见我站着，对不对？
And because you're already seeing me.
那主耶稣是复活了。
And the Lord Jesus is risen.
肉身复活了。
In his flesh.
和门徒们在一起四十天之久。
And he stayed with his disciples for
用许多的凭据。
But then the Bible says with many proofs.
活活的写给你们看。
And he revealed to them as alive.
这要知道四十天的用处。
And therefore, we know the function of the
40
days.
四十天是大的训练。
And these 40 days is the greatest training of the disciples.
主耶稣要训练这个头一半的门徒。
And the Lord has to train this first group of disciples.
转过那个大的转机啊。
And to bring them around this great corner.
从外面转到里面。
And to turn them from without to within.
从律法转到生命。
And from the law to the life.
从字句传到圣灵，转到圣灵。
From the letters of the words to the Holy Spirit.
从看得见的转到看不见的。
And from the seen world to the unseen world.
而新约时代要开始了。
That is the beginning of the New Testament era.
那是一个圣灵的时代呀。
Because it is the dispensation of the Holy Spirit.
主耶稣有四十天的训练门徒。
Therefore, the Lord must spend his 40 days with the disciples to train them.
忽然看见了。
And so that the disciples suddenly see.
忽然看不见了。
And then suddenly don't see.
耶稣在这里呀。
Oh, Jesus Christ is here.
耶稣又不见了。
Jesus Christ is not here.
弟兄姊妹们，用毒药的凭据活活地把自己写给大家看。
And with many proofs, the Lord showed himself to them alive.
我们经过四十天的训练了。
And after we have gone through this 40
days training, 我们都从外面转到里面了。
And we also turned from without to within.
都从律法转到秩序了。
And also turned from law to
life. 都从物质转到生命了。
And to material things to life.
都从看不见的、看得见的转到看不见的了。
And we all turned from the unseen world to the seen world, from the seen world to the unseen world.
看不见的何等宝贵啊。
Oh, the unseen things are so precious.
看得见的何等实在啊。
And what we cannot see is become very real.
不然不会叫这么多的人舍身忘事跟随耶稣啊。
And otherwise, it will not cause so many people to lose, forget about themselves to die for Jesus.
读经的时候。
And as we read the scriptures.
耶稣显现了。
And Jesus Christ appeared.
我们祷告的时候。
And as we pray.
耶稣显现了。
Jesus Christ appeared.
我们侍奉的时候。
And while we are
耶稣显现了
Jesus Christ
这个显现不是外面的
And this is not a revelation 里面
显现了
And he appeared within us.
不是肉身的
It's not in the flesh.
在圣灵里面了
But now in the Holy Spirit.
不是摸得着看得见的
It's not something people can touch and feel.
你摸得着的都宝贵都实在
It's more practical and real to us than something we can
touch. 许多的凭据
With many proofs.
我看见两位白色的弟兄在这里。
And I see these two brothers here.
我讲个白种弟兄的故事。
And I will tell them about the people with that complexion.
我三十岁的时候。
A story about people with that complexion. When I was 30 years old.
我们请了一个弟兄来。
And we invited a brother to come.
一个 Brown, 还是 Brown.
And his name is Brown.
我们给他放个中文名叫白浪，又白又浪。
So we call them white waves. That sounds about similar.
他在美国的弟兄。
And he is an American brother.
他在聚会里面。
And he came to visit us.
他在祷告的时候。
And while he was praying,
就差他去台东京，就去日本。
And suddenly he heard the Lord send him to go to Japan.
他带了孩子太太。
And so he brought his wife.
还有个小的 baby.
And they have a little baby.
到了东京了。
And then they went to Japan.
一年时间。
Tokyo.For one year,
殷勤做工,
he worked very hard.
昼夜做工,
and he worked day and night.
没有一个人得救,
but not one soul was saved.
哎呀，实在疲倦了。
Oh, he was so tired.
到了第二年，夫妻两人对面看怎么办呢?
And then in the second year, they look at each other. What are we to do?
他们殷勤祷告，没办法。
And they pray very hard, but nothing happened.
传福音没有果效。
And they preach the gospel, nothing happened.
他们是爱耶稣的人。
But then they love the Lord.
因为早晨嘛，吃过早饭，读圣经嘛。
And then after the breakfast, they read the scriptures together.
读到使徒行传第二章嘛。
And then they read Acts chapter 2.
这一位耶稣。
They read about this Jesus.
神照他的先定制先见。
And God has ordained him before.
交给人。
And to be committed to man.
你们就觉得不法治的人把他钉在十字架上杀掉。
And but then through the lawless hands, you kill them on the cross.
神叫他从死里复活。
And the Lord has caused him to rise up from the dead.
哇，你们说听见说看见的浇灌下来。
And has poured down what you have heard and what you have seen.
第一次解释五旬节了。
And the first time the Pentecost is released.
他们两个人完全不懂啊。
And then they did not understand.
他们都在读的时候啊。
Then as they were just
圣灵来了
the Holy Spirit suddenly
他们大大被圣灵充满了
they were filled by the
完全不一样了
and they were immediately different
讲道也不一样了
and they preached differently
工作也不一样了
they were differently
开始了一群一群的得救了
and then groups after groups of people were saved by their ministry
我们把他请到台湾来了
Therefore, we invited him to Taiwan. 那个弟兄，
比我大概年纪大不了多少，我在三十岁，他三十多一点点。
And he was a little bit older than me.
大概都年还年轻啊。
And we were both young.
他说圣灵降临了。
And he told me, oh, the Holy Spirit is in us.
圣灵充满我们了。
The Holy Spirit filled us.
现在我们完全不同的一个境界了。
Now we are living in a different realm.
你要我说。
You want me to say?
我怎么说啊
？How do I explain?
我跟你说，我有一个小孩子，一个 baby.
And I only have a little baby.
这个世界对他都新的。
And everything is new to this baby.
他也不会讲话。
He cannot explain.
他就知道他所有被看见过的事。
And he is everything he sees.
他
就
会说哦哦哦哦。Oh, oh, oh, oh.
So the baby will just point at everything, say oh oh oh.
我今天我对你们怎么讲呢
？And how do I explain?
圣灵来了，怎么说是那么奇妙了
？When the Holy Spirit comes, everything is marvelous and wonderful.
我是我自己的孩子说哦哦哦哦。Oh, oh, oh, oh.
So I will just learn from my own baby, and I will tell you oh 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 oh.
这点我听了大受感动的。
And I was greatly moved by his testimony.
亲爱弟兄姊妹们
Dear brothers and
sisters, 借着圣经显现了。
And through the scriptures, the Lord revealed himself.
借着祷告他显现了。
And through the prayer, the Lord can reveal himself.
借着受苦他显现了。
And even through suffering, the Lord will reveal himself.
借着我们的工作他显现了。
And by our services, the Lord will reveal himself.
耶稣显现。
Yes, the revelation of Jesus Christ. We must preach the gospel. And if we don't preach the gospel, woe to us. And when I preach the gospel, I don't have much gifts. And when I was young in Taiwan, and I have a lot of courage to cast out sickness and pray for the people demon possessed. And we saw.Groups and groups of people were saved by the Lord. And one time a young person came in, and he was taller than me in stature. And he was a great man. But he was a nuisance. And he had crossed eyes. And he was a gangster. And he came looking for trouble. He said, I want to believe in Jesus. And I looked at him and I know he was not sincere. I said, you want to believe
in Jesus?
He said, yes, I do. I said, okay, let's pray. Why don't you kneel down with me? And then he was just jokingly and then he knelt down also. Then I prayed. I said, Lord, open his eyes.And he thought I was trying to touch his eyes.
所以他闭到眼睛闭得紧紧的。
And so he shut his eyes very tightly.
我的主，开他眼睛。
I said, Lord, open his eyes.
他把眼睛闭得更紧了。
And then he shut his eyes even.
我没有祷告别的话。
And I did not say other words.
我只祷告一句话。
And I only say.
开他眼睛。
Open his eyes.
他眼睛真的开了。
And then his eyes truly were open.
不是外面眼，里面的眼睛开了。
His outward eyes still closed.
忽然他看见耶稣了。
But then suddenly his inner eyes could see Jesus.
他流泪了。
And then he shed tears.
他哭了。
And he started crying.
他祷告了。
And then he prayed.
主啊，我得罪你啊。
He said, Oh Lord, I offended you.
我得罪你啊。
Oh Lord, I offended
you. 我充满了罪啊。
And I'm filled with sin.
祷告完了。
And after that,
我起来啦。
And I said, Brother, get up.
弟兄，你得救了。
Oh, brother, you are saved.
他弟兄啊。
He said, Oh,
他在说我是来开玩笑的。
And originally, I came to joke with
you. 我正是来开玩笑的。
And I truly want to make fun of you.
我跪下来，我就很滑稽。
And I thought it was funny if you kneel down.
你说我开我的眼睛，我吓坏了。
But then when you pray that you want to open my eyes,
我眼睛太要紧了，不要让他再拨我的眼睛来。
And I was very scared, and then I want to protect my eyes by shutting it tight.So therefore, I try my best to resist you. And you kept praying that opened my eyes. And I kept thinking about my outward eyes. But then at the end, he said, but my inner eyes
are open.
Now I know you did open my eyes. Oh, I was blind, but now I can see.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
Dear brothers and sisters,
信圣耶稣吗
Do you believe in Jesus?
信圣灵的权能吗
Do you believe the authority of the Holy Spirit?
下回去传福音啊
And go out to preach the gospel.
带人爱耶稣啊
To bring people to love the Lord.
带人来教会啊
To bring people to the church.
使徒行传
In the book of Acts,
有各样的凭据活活写给我们看。
And the Lord has proven himself alive with many proofs.
到行传末了的时候。
And at the end of the Acts,
开始于主耶稣讲神的国。
And it began with talking about Jesus Christ, talking about the kingdom.
结束在保罗讲的神的国。
And it ends on Paul speaking about the
kingdom. 保罗说神的国没有止境啊。
And Paul says the kingdom of God is without bounds.
全部圣经有这本书没有结束。
And every book has an end except Acts.
这本书一直往前走。
Because this act is continuously expanding.
一直要写下去。
Without bound, it keep going.
写到今天。
Till today, act.
要写到神的国降临。
Until the descending of the kingdom of God.
圣灵在做工。
The Holy Spirit continues.
我们在祷告。
And we are praying.
我们有什么用呢？
What is our use?
我们不过是个器皿啊。
We are but vessels.
器皿有什么用呢？
What are these vessels for?
器皿要流出活水来。
And the vessels are to flow out the living water.
器皿有什么用呢？
What are the vessels for?
器皿要彰显耶稣。
The vessels are to manifest Jesus Christ.
这是使徒行传。
And that's the book of Acts.
然后主耶稣说，我父要把国。乐意把国赐给你们。
And then the Lord Jesus said, my Father is glad to give you the kingdom.
这是一个鼓励。
And that is our encouragement.
国度是什么？
What is this kingdom?
国度是个奖赏。
The kingdom is the reward.
奖赏给所有爱主的人。
And it is to give to those who love the Lord.
奖赏给所有追求主的人。
And it is to give to those who pursue the Lord.
奖赏所有得胜的人。
And every big overcomers will receive the kingdom.
这小群不要惧怕。
And he said, the little flock do not be afraid.
在整个人类当中。
And in the whole, human race.
我们教会是个小群。
And the church is always a little group.
在教会里面。
And in this little flock.
得胜者是个小群。
And the overcomer is always a little
flock. 你们这个小群不要惧怕。
He said, oh, little flock do not be afraid.
二千年每一个世纪都是逼迫教会的世纪。
And for 2000 years, in every century, the church is always being persecuted.
弟兄姊妹，力抗黑暗权势。
And then the brothers and sisters continue to resist the power of darkness.
不要惧怕。
Do not be afraid.
我父乐意要把国赐给你们。
And my father is gladly to give you the kingdom.
这个国度什么样的国度呢？
And what kind of kingdom is this?
主耶稣在比拉多面前受审。
And when Jesus Christ was being judged before Pilate.
比拉多问他说：“你是王吗？”
And Pilate asked him, "Are you the king?"
他说：“这是你自己说的，还是别人告诉你的？”
And he said, "Are you saying this?" Jesus replied, "Are you saying this, or someone else told you?"
他说：“我其实犹太人啊。”
And Pilate said, "Am I a Jew?"
他说：“我的国不属的世界。”
And Paul said, "My kingdom is not of this."
我的国若属的世界。
If my kingdom is of this earth,
我的臣仆要起来征战。
Then Jesus said, "My people shall rise up to fight for
you." 不叫我被交在你给你们交给你们。
And they will not give me to you.
但是我的国不属的世界。
But then my kingdom is not of this world.
这句话太宝贵了。
It is very precious.
主耶稣两次提到他的国度。
The Lord Jesus twice talked about his kingdom.
两次叫做君王。
And he talked also about his king.
你是王吗？
And people ask him, "Are you the king?"
你说的是。
Yes.
我为此来到世生，我为此而生。
And I'm born for this reason.
我也为此来到世界。
And for this reason, I come to this world.
这里是真国度。
Because he brought in the true kingdom.
真君王。
He is the true king.
耶稣讲到征战。
And as the Lord talked about the warfare.
不是血气的征战。
It is not a warfare of flesh and blood.
我的臣仆要为我征战，那是外面的征战。
And if my people fight for me, and that's the external
warfare. 今天不是这样。
Today is not so.
天上的君王带着锁链。
And the king of the heavens is now being shackled up.
把各样的羞辱加给他。
And the many people put shame upon him.
他要做二千年圣徒的第一个榜样。
And he'd like to be the role model for all
the
things.
哦，神的儿子的尊贵啊。
But the majestic dignity of the Son of God.
我很年轻的时候。
And when I was young,
我读到这段圣经了。
And as I read that
passage, 我自己写了几个字在圣经上。
And I wrote a few words on the
side. 谁是真君王？
And I said, who is the true king?
比拉多才不像君王了。
And Pilate was not the king.
带着锁链的那个真君王。
But the one who is bound up, he was the true king.
比拉多那一天呢，表现的真是无知啊。
And Pilate only showed forth that he was ignorant.
在主耶稣面前，脚都没有放的地方，手足无措啊。
And he did not know how to act before Jesus Christ, the true king.
主耶稣讲的话。
But then the Lord Jesus said,
我的国不属的世界。
And my kingdom is not of this world.
我的国若属的世界。
And my kingdom is of this world.
我的臣仆要起来征战。
And my people will rise up to fight for me.
今天我们这个大征战里面。
And today we continuously in this great warfare.
不凭血气征战。
But we know it is never about the warfare of flesh
and blood. 我们那首诗歌写的真是好。
And a hymn written it described it well.
借死亡的权能。
And through death we receive power.
借失败得胜。
And through failures, we obtain victory.
失敗怎麼懂啊?
How can the world understand?
失敗怎麼得勝呢?
And if you fail, why would you say
失敗怎麼有權能呢?
You have won. And then if you died, how come you have authority?
這是真的基督徒。
But that is the true Christian.
多少地方都待在所裡。
And many times we are bound up.
在大逼迫裡面。
And through going through the great persecution.
所以昨天我昨天早上我病了，真亏欠主啊。
So yesterday morning I was sick and I changed the Lord.
中午好了。
But then I was fine in the afternoon.
早晨我想今天晚上聚会怎么办啊？
And in the morning I woke up. I said, "What are we to do in the evening?"
有两次我想偷偷的叫我 wife 去告诉梁家圣人，你就准备了，使劲病了。
And twice I wanted to tell my wife to tell Timothy to prepare for tonight.
但我师父主六十年了。
And I've served the Lord for 60 years.
你现在是躺床上不能动啊。
And now you are bed ridden.
你们怎么知道晚上不能讲？
But how do you know that you won't be able to?
主啊，我说我相信主。
I say, Oh Lord, I believe in you.
在六月初的时候，我病了十八天了。
And in the beginning of June, I was sick for 18 days.
三个多月，我掉了二十多磅啊。
And for 3 months, I lost more than 20 pounds.
主，我相信。
But Lord, I believe.
你会保守夏令会。
And you will save keep the summer conference.
夏令会要平安过去了。
And the summer conference shall be done well.
所以不该病的时候我就不病了，好了。
So when I cannot afford to be sick, I won't.
昨天嘛，奇奇怪怪，早晨又病了，是吧
？And yesterday morning, suddenly I was struck down.
病得很短，中午就好了。
The short sickness was short.
晚上，昨天晚上跟你们讲话了。
And last night you could hear me.
没人看都是我病了，对不对
？And you could not tell that I was.
病走掉。
The sickness was gone.
哈利路亚。
哈利路亚。
耶稣基督是大君王。
Jesus Christ was the true King.
从来没有亏欠过我们的。
And he never shortchanged us in any way.
从来没有在不顾到我们的。
He would always care for us.
他要我讲话。
When he wanted me to speak.
给我力量。
And he will give me strength.
亲爱弟兄姊妹们。
Dear brothers and sisters.
这是个征战。
That is a warfare.
真的征战。
True warfare.
我们的君王。
Our King.
真君王。
He is the true King.
走他的道路。
If we walk on his
加入他的征战。
And to join him in battle.
受羞辱。
Though we may suffer shame.
我们宁可失败。
And we may suffer
不要占人的上风。
And we do not want to take advantage of anybody else.
都在我日常小事里面。
And then even in our trivial things.
两个弟兄有问题了。
If there are conflicts between two brothers.
一个弟兄一直讲话，一直讲话，一直讲话。
And one brother keep on saying things.
讲他对面的弟兄。
And he talked about somebody else.
另外一个弟兄什么话也不讲。
And the other person says nothing.
他在主面前我们看不见。
And he did not.We do not know what he,
我们看见他没讲话。
What he speak about in front of the Lord, but in front of men he speaks nothing.
在人面前不上算。
And it is not a good way to go among men.
一直讲话的人有道理了
啊。But the people who says much seems like more reasonable.
你怎么不讲话了呢
？And then someone may question, how come you don't say anything?
你知道自己错了吧
？Oh, it's because you know you're wrong, right?
讲你的话都是真的吧
？Oh, you know, everybody accuse you. He must.
很多人都不同情你啊。
Oh, nobody has sympathy for you.
跟随耶稣的。
But those who follow Jesus Christ, and they just submit themselves before the Lord, and they just bow before the Lord.
耶稣是君王。
Jesus Christ is the King.
真爱耶稣吗？
And do you truly love the Lord?
现在是了，要表现了。
Now is the time. That is the manifestation.
我们活在主面前。
That you live continuously before the Lord.
耶稣十架。
To pick up your own cross.
靠着十架生命。
And by this life of the cross.
走十架道路。
To continue on his way.
伏在主面前。
And to submit yourself
completely to him. 接受失败。
Accept your failure.
这就是我们诗歌唱的，借失败而得胜。
And that is the song we sang. Through failures we obtain victory.
借软弱而刚强。
And through weakness we became strong.
世界人什么懂？
How can the people of the world know this?
这些诗歌我们很宝贵。
And we treasure songs like that.
那么实在的征战。
Because it is real battles.
到了马太福音十一章。
Until Matthew chapter 11.
主说，天国是努力进入的。
And the Lord says that the kingdom must be taken violently.
努力的人就得着了。
And the violent people will obtain it.
不努力不行啊。
And you must work hard at it.
没有躺在床上能够进天国的啊。
And you cannot live comfortably and hope for kingdom.
没有那么舒服进天国的啊。
And you cannot just lie on your bed every day.
这个原文的意思不是
不
是努力。
Originally, it's not about being diligent.
强暴。
But being violent.
强暴的人进天国。
Those who are violent enough may enter the kingdom.
我们有强暴的心智。
And we must have this heart of violence.
主，我要进你的天国。
Oh Lord, I want to enter your kingdom.
要进你的天国。
Because it is your kingdom.
我在年轻的时候看听你说圣经，受你头上带领。
And when I was young, and Brother Watchman he had led us.
他把这些圣经翻作一个拼命。
And in one day he explained this words he said is to fight with your life.
天国是拼命的人进去的。
And those who will put down their life may enter into the kingdom.
拼命的人得着了。
And to fight with all your life may obtain.
那么这些长辈，我真是看见他们是拼命的人嘛。
And then I saw these elderly people truly live like that.
最后他把这魂生命舍了。
And at the end he laid down his soul life.
我今年去中国。
And last year I went to China.
这么多地方。
Many places.
受以托生的真见证。
And they have kept well Brother Watchman's testimony.
守你头上的真理啊。
And then they have kept well Brother Watchman's discovered truth.
你头上了不起啊。
And I say Brother Watchman is really outstanding.
正确杀了你头上。
And although the government seemingly had killed him.
你头上胜过他们啊。
But then Watchman had overcome them all.
多少人。
So many people.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
Dear brothers and sisters.
我遇见一个弟兄啊。
And I met this brother.
那个地方是得救的人是全中国最成分最高的一个地方。
And in a city that has the highest density of Christian believers.
东北二十人一个基督徒。
And in northeastern part of China, there's one Christian every 20.
全中国七个八个人一个基督徒。
And in among the whole China, one out of seven or eight are Christians.
这个地方三分之一是基督徒。
But in that city, one out of three people is a Christian.
Oh, 弟兄姊妹们，多少万的基督徒啊！
Oh, so many, tens of thousands of Christians.
这个领袖姓陈。
And the leader's name was Chen.
坐了十八年的监。
And he was in prison for 18
years. 我们第一次吃晚饭。
And the first time we had the dinner together.
他叫我年长弟兄。
And he said, oh, elderly brother.
我的弟兄年纪大长了，不一定生命长了。
And I say, oh, I may be advanced in age more so than you, but I'm not that mature.
啊，我说教会算年龄，不是这样算法的。
And I say, in the church, we don't count years like that.
啊，谈的时候啊。
But then as we were sitting together and talked.
坐了十八年的监了。
And he explained, and he talked about his 18 years of imprisonment.
我说弟兄，你真的是年长弟兄啊。
And I say, oh, brother, truly, you are the elderly brother.
你把我放在一个很舒服房间里面，我关十八年嘛，我也受不了。
And if you lock me up in a palace room, then I won't be able to withstand it too.
弟兄姊妹们，这是为主拼命的人。
But then he was in prison for 18 years.
每到一个地方，我看见这样的人，都尊重他们。
So wherever he went, we respect him.
爱主赶不上你。
And because we could not match up with his love for the Lord.
奉献赶不上你。
And we could not compare our offering with his.
殉道的人差得看不见。
And our spirit of martyrdom cannot even be mentioned at the same time with his.
我凭什么受你尊重啊？
And why are you respecting me so much?
要非常小心啊。
And we have always been
我到这里来。
When I come here,
来学习的。
We are here to learn.
我到这里来。
When I come here,
是来得帮助的。
And it's to be helped by you.
这是我生出最生出的一个感觉和意愿。
And this is my hope and desire before you.
尊重所有为主受苦的人。
And we respect all those who suffered for the Lord.
真爱耶稣的人
Those who truly love the Lord,
到了提摩太后书
and until 2 Timothy,
保罗讲
Paul says,
主站在我旁边
He says the Lord is beside me
加给我力量
And he is strengthening me
保罗到了晚年很孤单的
And Paul was rather lonely in his last days
死在罗马
He died in Rome
在那个使徒行传28章的时候
and in Acts chapter 28,
自己住在自己所租的房子里面
and he was living in the room that he rented
我想罗马教会啊真是糟糕透了呢
and I was thinking that perhaps the Roman church is really not doing the job
保罗是个单身人
and Paul was a
什么家不能接待保罗啊
and why isn't there any brother just receiving
要保罗去住在自己所租的房子里啊
so Paul has to rent a room by himself
每天要料理自己的饭食啊
and he still have to worry about how to make his
meal every day 你们怎么一家有爱心接待保罗的啊
how come the brothers and sisters in Rome is not that loving
慢慢我读好多的书
and gradually I keep searching about
我叫保罗那个是很重的犯人啊
And then I realized that Paul was a very
他还是没有自由啊
famous prison.
他没有办法去住在什么地方啊
He had no freedom and he was under house
arrest. 住在自由租的房子里面
Only when he was living in his own room.
现在所有来见他的人
And on the contrary, he received many people who come visit.
讲论神的国
And the Bible said he speaks of the kingdom of God.
神的国永无止境
And the kingdom of God is without bound.
一直要到我们今天
And all the way until today.
保罗末了的话
And that in the last words of Paul.
提摩太后书保罗就年老了
In 2 Timothy, Paul written that in his old age.
保罗好像是73岁殉道的
And I think perhaps Paul died in 73 years of age.
我已经比他多活了五年了
And I'm 5 years older than him.
是白活的叫保罗73岁够了
And Paul is 73 years old.
主看来已经到了最后了。
And then he came to his end.
他已经得到了启示，没人能比了。
And he has received the revelation higher than everybody else.
说你身量没人能比了。
And his spiritual stature is greater than
anybody else. 最后一件事。
But then he still has something in mind.
叫他更完全。
And that will complete him even more.
他用血来见证耶稣。
That he must witness for Jesus by his own blood.
做殉道者
To be a martyr.
对最后的年日很孤单的
And in his last days he was rather lonely.
只有主站在我旁边
That only the Lord was standing beside me.
加给我力量
He strengthens me.
他救我脱离狮子的口
And he has saved me from the mouth of the lion.
他还要救我脱离一切的凶恶
He will still save me from all dangers.
要救我进他的天国
And he will also save me into his kingdom.
最后这句话太好了
And that is a marvelous thing.
他要救我进他的天国
And he was brought into the kingdom safely by the Lord.
我们上希望讲救主这个名字
And we love to call Jesus as the Savior.
救这个名字圣经是用过二三十不到三十处
And actually, the Bible only recorded Savior less than 30 times.
多半保罗用的。
And Paul used it most.
多半保罗年老的时候用的。
And actually, Paul only called Savior when his older days.
都保罗遇到年老的时候。
When he was advanced in age.
越知道不靠自己啊。
And more so, he realized that he cannot rely on himself.
靠主的恩典。
But it's by the grace of God.
越知道靠着自己赚不了什么呀。
And because he fully realized that by himself he became.
我能到今天是耶稣基督的大恩典啊。
And then we can still live till today is by the grace of God.
只有主站在我旁边。
Only the Lord stand beside me.
加给我力量。
Strengthen me.
要救我脱离狮子的口。
And to save me from the lion's mouth.
还要救我脱离一切的凶恶。
And also deliver me from every evil deed.
最后他说也要救我进他的天国。
And he will bring me safely to his heavenly kingdom.
所以保罗已经在荣耀里了。
And today Paul's in his glory.
他从来没有一件事情给人讲他的自己的力量有多少。
He never tell people how strong he is.
仍旧要赞美主的大恩典呢。
And he only say.Praise the Lord's grace.
一切都是靠主的恩典完成的。
And by the grace of the Lord, He finished His work.
我们再唱首诗歌，站住，你当为主站住。
And let's sing the hymn again. Stand up for Jesus. 663, 663首。